FNC's Carlson, in the mad scramble to unseat the president, our core institutions are being destroyed. By Jeff Poor on October 21, 2020. Tuesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program explaining how the nation's political and media establishments were working together to get Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden elected. According to the Tucker Carlson Tonight host, it comes with a high cost as these entities are aligned to benefit the Democrats. Transcript as follows. Carlson, so you just saw the president. What happened to Joe Biden? Remember him? Longtime senator, Obama's VP, now running for president on the ballot in 2 weeks from today, in fact. Joe Biden was last seen a couple of days ago buying milkshakes in North Carolina, one of them vanilla, the other chocolate. He hasn't been heard from since. Given Biden's present condition, that is worrisome. If you see him wandering in a park or lost in the Kraft aisle at Walmart, be sure to alert authorities. Biden's campaign team assures us there is no cause for concern tonight. The final presidential debate is on Thursday of this week and he is just preparing for that, back in his basement practicing elocution. Wargaming the election on Zoom, picking the right tie. You can't be too ready for these things. That's what they're telling us. And maybe it's true. Maybe Joe Biden really does need a week to prepare for a 90-minute debate moderated by an MSNBC correspondent. Totally possible. But there are other potential explanations as well. Last week, we learned how as vice president, Joe Biden altered this country's foreign policy to help his son's lobbying interests. Big tech and the national media tried hard to kill that story, but it hasn't really gone away. Facts are like that, they tend to persist. They're hard to erase. This afternoon, the New York Post published yet another newsworthy document taken from Hunter Biden's personal laptop. It's a photograph, undated, that shows Joe and Hunter Biden posing with a man called Kenes Rakishev. Rakishev is an oligarch from the nation of Kazakhstan, the former Soviet satellite country. He has close ties to that nation's corrupt government. Reportedly, Hunter Biden helped Rakishev stash his fortune here in the United States. This new photograph reveals that Hunter Biden also provided Rakishev with access to his father. So it would be worth knowing a lot more about this. That's all we know. But we should know more before we vote in 2 weeks. For example, how much money changed hands? What did the Bidens do in return for that money, if anything? We should know. And maybe we'll learn the answers because there's an awful lot of material on that laptop. Leaders of the Democratic Party are very aware of that, of course, and it terrifies them. So they are doing everything they can to prevent you from seeing that information before you make up your mind, and that includes concocting ludicrous and potentially dangerous conspiracy theories about foreign interference in our political system. Yesterday, a perfect example, a group of more than 50 former U.S. intelligence officials. Who are these people? They are the very same people who missed 9/11, who endorsed the Iraq War and the weapons of mass destruction. They're the same people who illegally spied on American citizens for years. Those people signed a letter claiming that the New York Post story could very well be part of a secret Russian operation designed to help Vladimir Putin's fellow Slavic dictator Donald J. Trump cling to power. Quote, "Our experience makes us deeply suspicious that the Russian government played a significant role in this case." Now, these are so-called intelligence operatives. But they offered no evidence to support that reckless claim, that very serious claim. Why didn't they offer any evidence? Because there is no evidence. None exists. Instead, they simply asserted it, which means they simply lied. They lied to the American public in order to influence the outcome of a supposedly free and fair election. Isn't that what they claim Russia does? They're doing it. With much greater effect, and they've been doing it for years. But this time, in the final days before we vote, they're not even bothering to hide what they're doing or their methods. Senior figures in our vast national security state are working in concert with the Democratic Party to get Joe Biden elected. That sounds nutty, even to say out loud, but it's not nutty, it is happening. They are showing us what they're doing. Watch Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. A thuggish party hack, a man who has been in politics since he was 25 years old. Our generation's Joe McCarthy, vomit forth this masterpiece of dishonesty. Begin video clip. Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, I can confirm that their campaign misinformation and propaganda and interference is bigger. It's broader, and it is more problematic than it was in 2016. In particular, because the Russians this time around have decided to cultivate US citizens as assets. They are attempting to try to spread their propaganda in the mainstream media, rather than just relying on, you know, bots and Facebook posts as they largely were 4 years ago, and they've been successful. You know, Rudy Giuliani is effectively a Russian asset at this point. If I think, you know, it made some significant ground above and beyond what they were doing 4 years ago. End video clip. Carlson, a child posing as a senator. Senator Murphy is welcome on this show, anytime for the hour, any day. But he is a coward. In addition to being a liar, he will never come. But here is what he is telling us. He is telling us the former mayor of New York City, ladies and gentlemen, is a Russian asset. Now, keep in mind for 50 years, Rudy Giuliani has worked for the American government at all levels from local to federal. But now, Senator Murphy, a sitting senator, tells us that Giuliani is a traitor, a treasonous Russian spy. It's too bad you can't sue sitting senators for libel. Chris Murphy certainly deserves that at minimum. So does John Brennan, the former CIA director now on MSNBC. So does the former director of National Intelligence, Jim Clapper. Clapper is the man who lied under oath to Congress on camera, but was never prosecuted for it because he is not Roger Stone. Both of those two, Brennan and Clapper, signed the letter claiming the Russians are behind Hunter Biden's mails. Now, what does this mean? We've said it before and we're not prone to alarmism on this show, but we'll say it again and we mean it more than ever. This is an ominous moment, when every power center in the nation that includes big tech, big media, the finance establishments, the federal spy agencies, when every power center aligns behind the common political goal, you have a very dangerous axis that is far too much power concentrated in one place. Normal people will inevitably be crushed, and they are being crushed. But that's okay, the media tells us. They deserve to be crushed, because anyone interested in learning more about the emails in Hunter Biden's laptop is effectively colluding with the Russians. Begin video clip. Kent Alanian, NBC News national security and justice correspondent, it just lacks credibility. And the fact that it appeared in the New York Post and that they chose to report on it extensively sort of says a lot about where we are in 2020. As opposed to 2016, when a lot of news organizations reported on emails that had been hacked by the Russians, Democratic emails and then leaked, and they were newsworthy, and people reported on them. We're in a much different situation now because we now know that Russian disinformation or foreign disinformation or even this, you know, campaign disinformation, period, is as dangerous to our democracy as anything exposed in these emails. Begin video clip. Carlson. That's almost unbelievable. That guy you just saw who was the NBC News intelligence analyst or reporter or whatever. Some name, he was caught, and you can look it up and you should look it up. He was caught sending his stories to the CIA for approval before running them. He is working for the CIA and posing as a journalist. That's true. But notice what he is not saying in that clip. He is not saying, none of them are saying that the emails are fake. They don't want to get over their skis. They're not going to claim that because they know what's not true. The emails are not fake. Just like the DNC emails that leaked 4 years ago. The emails are real, and everyone knows they are real. And the laptop is real. Hunter Biden signed for it. His lawyer asked for it back. And to this day, no one has shown or even claimed that a single photograph or video or document, email, text on that laptop, tens of thousands of them, is fraudulent, not one. So they're not even trying to convince you really, that Russia did this. They are trying to bully you into shutting up and they're using lies. Russia did it. Russia, Russia, Russia. Our sworn and former enemy, the Russians. An empire more evil and more threatening to America. Even in the twin perils of Poland and Hungary. Poland and Hungary. Yes. Those are nations that Joe Biden described just the other day as, quote, totalitarian regimes. Bet you didn't know that Poland and Hungary, tiny, peaceful nations in Central Europe, were threats to American national security. Did you know that? Well, they are, unlike, say, China, which pays far higher consulting fees to everyone in DC. What did Poland and Hungary pay? Nothing. In any case, Russia. Look, the point is Russia. Russia is bad. Russia in direct collusion with, by the way, This news channel, ladies and gentlemen, planted that laptop in order to create, in the words of CNN, quote, the appearance of scandal. That's right. For the appearance. Watch. Begin video clip. Brianna Kyler, CNN host, you call this a classic example of the right-wing media machine. Brian Stelter, CNN chief media correspondent, that's right. This is an example of Steve Bannon giving a tip to a New York Post reporter. Rudy Giuliani handing over a bunch of documents. The New York Post, putting it on the front page, and then Fox running with it for days on end. Creating this appearance of a scandal involving Hunter Biden. End video clip. Carlson, but why don't you assess the emails? What do they say? They don't tell you. It's the right-wing media machine working with the Russians. That's not even journalism. That's really irresponsible. Yesterday, the director of national intelligence tried to put an end to this. There is, as we've said, and he confirmed yesterday, precisely zero evidence showing the Russians planted that laptop or invented any of the documents on it or conspired to leak it or any role at all. Today, a senior federal law enforcement official told Fox News that the FBI and DOJ concur with that assessment, reckless assessment. Another law enforcement source has confirmed that the emails are authentic. What we've told you from day one, we've seen a lot of them. They're real. Now you may not think they're a big deal. You could make that argument, but they're real. The Russians didn't do this. But to our media and sitting members of Congress, all those denials just prove their point. It turns out, the Director of National Intelligence is in on it, too. He's part of the conspiracy. He's a Putin agent. Watch. Begin video clip. Wolf Blitzer, CNN host, Director Ratcliffe said there's no intelligence. His words, no intelligence that would indicate that this smear against Hunter Biden is part of the Russian disinformation campaign. Last week, the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff told me exactly the opposite. So how much stock do you put into what the Director of National Intelligence is now saying? Rep. Jim Himes, DCT, well, not a lot. Not a lot, Wolf, because, you know, sadly, Mr. Ratcliffe, who used to be one of my colleagues, has demonstrated that his interest is largely in supporting the president and the president's political fortunes. End video clip. Carlson, so we could parse the clip we just played, but honestly, why bother? It's too stupid to analyze. There's nothing sophisticated or interesting about this. It's store brand propaganda, the generic variety. They are not even trying to convince you, the Russians did it. They don't believe themselves, obviously. And they don't really care if you believe it, either. They just want you to stop talking about the New York Post story for the next 2 weeks, while it still matters. So Trump can lose, and maybe that will work, we don't know. But we're also going to live here when the smoke clears. And what then? In the mad scramble to unseat the president, our core institutions are being destroyed. A free press, fair elections, spy agencies that won't turn their dark arts on the public. All of that is disappearing. We should be very concerned about that, and we should fight to get those institutions back no matter what you think of Trump. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.